The Your Hometown Tour continues today with a stop in Homewood, a gorgeous village south of the city, filled with parks, recreation, and nostalgia. Take a listen as we show you why Homewood should be your hometown.
This is Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I love when we focus on different towns in and around the Chicagoland area because you learn so much and get to talk to local folks. And right now on the phone, I would guess there's not many people in Homewood that know more about Homewood than Jim Wright. Jim Wright is actually the director of Homewood Historical Society. And how did Homewood form? How did it come to be, Jim?
Well, thank you for having us on. Homewood basically came to be due to the Illinois Central Railroad. Original settlers came in the 1830s, but it was really sparsely settled up until 1853 when the Illinois Central routed its tracks through the area, and then that's when the town grew. By the 1890s, the suburban service of the Illinois Central started, which then really allowed Homewood to become kind of a bedroom community where people could work in the city and travel back and forth to Chicago without much problems. And the successor railroad to the Illinois Central is the Canadian National, and their U.S. headquarters is in Homewood. So we have that, that rail connection really back to the 1853.
Something I read about the Homewood Historical Society is that the building itself has bricks that help construct the building, and they actually they're stamped with Homewood, right?
Yes, they are. From about the 1880s through the early 1900s, the first decade, there was a company called the Homewood Brick Company, which manufactured brick, tiles, and clay products that was just shipped throughout the area, and their logo on their brick was just Homewood, and typically that would be placed on the inside so it wouldn't be seen on the exterior. But if you look on some of these buildings that have been built of it, the bricklayer may have been not paying too much attention, and the Homewood insignia shows on the exterior. So they're kind of prized souvenirs for local residents if they can find them.
I would bet. That's one of those things that if you were born and raised in Homewood, you want that piece of nostalgia. And I can only imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, high price on those if you find them in antique stores. So at the Homewood Historical Society, you have 5,000 donated items. But I'm also intrigued about the 2,000 photographs that you have and that people can actually purchase a copy. So if they're in an old home, there's a chance you might have an original photograph of that home.
Well, yes, we do have most of our photos are digitized, and we also have a collection of records from a particular real estate company in town, and many times the file for that for an address includes a photo, and typically those photos are from the 30s to the 50s. And, it's a frequent request from people. They'll stop in and, do you have a picture of my home? Sometimes we can accommodate them. Other times we can't, but we're happy to do that. Again, we're a repository of local history and have all sorts of materials that we're happy to help people with. Typically they come in and ask for this. We're a volunteer organization, and since the pandemic, we've pretty much only been there on Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m., but we're available by appointment if people need to talk to us.
It takes a lot to run a nonprofit and a historical society. It takes a lot of volunteers, so we applaud you for what you're doing. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. What do you want people to know about Homewood as we salute your hometown today?
Well, I think what they've heard, I think, most people that have talked about the community today tell how it's a great community. It's a great community to raise a family. It's a multi-generational community. A lot of people who've grown up there come back and live there. It's a diverse community. And, I think if they, sometimes people people don't really know where it is sometimes, but when they come down, they're really surprised at what they find and, you know, how nice a community it is. And actually, real estate values, you know, a friend of mine just sold his home in one day, so, you know, that shows how the community is, and education opportunities, park opportunities, and things of that nature. I've lived there all my life, so, right, I'm not, you know, I'm not immodest about it. It's a great town to grow up and raise a family.
Okay, I've got to run, but if we were to come down to Homewood, where should we grab a sandwich? Where should we eat?
Well, I think, I don't know if it's been mentioned, but since 1959, Aurelio's Pizza has been there. They're open for lunch and dinner, and it's in a very landmark structure, so I would start there.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Jim.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Hey, coming up next, details about our Thank You Thursday, some of the text messages that have come in following our conversation with Darren Bailey, and you can join the show. 312-981-7200, or you can leave a private voicemail. We'll tell you how to do that next, but first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.